Sandy Ferris here with the Downtown Brine Association. And before we look ahead, I want to do some reviewing because I had the opportunity to go to the first round of the Downtown Mardi Gras celebration with the walking parade and the concert, and that was an awful lot of fun.
It was fun. It was our first Mardi Gras event downtown. Cindy Roberts of Burrs Unfinished and Cindy Peasley organized that event, and we helped with that, and it turned out just phenomenal. The weather was great. We had families downtown. It was a family-friendly event. I was there early. I was there late, and when the walking parade started, I noticed that the palace was almost full. And in fact, I think almost every seat was full in the palace for that concert. So it was a big success. We will do it again next year. We are looking at the dates to see, make sure that we pick the correct date. But we just plan to continue that and make it even bigger. I don't think it will ever be as big as what maybe Galveston, or certainly not New Orleans, but we will make that an event that will continue to be family friendly and a great option for people on the weekend.
Well, in that, just the focus anyway, to set your goals and how well it went off this year, sure, there'll be more people, but does it really need to be like Galveston?
No, I don't really want it to be like Galveston, as a matter of fact, after I saw the headlines from that last week. But yeah, we had a lot of out-of-town visitors. As I was walking down the sidewalks, I saw people who kind of looked like they needed some direction, so I was able to chat with people, and there were people who came just for that event, so it was a good turnout.
Let's look ahead then, tomorrow being First Friday.
Tomorrow, March 7th, is our first, I guess you could say, almost springtime First Friday. We're hoping for a great turnout. The weather is not going to be like it was in December, January, and February, so you might need a light jacket, but we've got quite a bit going on. I counted up, and if I know about all of them, we have 14 locations that will have live music downtown on tomorrow evening. There, some of that will be outdoors, some will be indoors, all free, of course. We're going to have showcase our new art fill installation, which is down on the north end in front of the old ice house. We have a really cool metal and wire sculpture that's been attached to two of those wire frames, and that was a project of an A&M architecture class. And Mike Check, the slam poetry group and event, they're going to have an event there under that new installation at 7:30, so that'll be interesting. If you're wearing green and you want to go to Baby Love Boutique, you'll get 10% off if you're wearing green. We've got, like I said, musicians all over the place. Of course, we'll have our free movie in the park that will kick off at about 7 p.m., and the Arts Council Brazos Valley is sponsoring that. It's the Phantom Toll Booth, and I didn't know anything about this movie until I found out we were showing it, and it looks like it's a really interesting, cool movie. Of course, it's kid-friendly, and encourage people probably to bring lawn chairs. In the summertime, they can sit on blankets out there, but the ground might be a tiny bit cold. But anyway, we will definitely have the movies. We'll have a couple of food trucks, carriage rides. The Rudder High School Jazz Band will be at the Palace starting at 6 o'clock, and then Raz Band, which is a popular local area band, they're going to play at 7:30. Grand Stafford will have a free concert. So just on and on and on. If you go to our Facebook page or our website, you can find out what's happening.
I would guess that one of the reasons with so much entertainment tomorrow night, it is the first decent night since winter time.
Yes.
But what else as far as First Friday gaining this type of momentum?
Well, March is also Youth Art Month, and so we have gotten a lot of art from local elementary schools, and that's going to be in some of the businesses, and actually that's going to be in through the entire month. But you know, we're stir crazy. We want to get outside. We're ready to go have a good time, and all of our restaurants and businesses will be open. Another new thing, the old Amity Furniture Building at the corner of 26th and Parker, that is no more antiques and collectibles there, but there are some interesting concepts that are going to be put in that building. Possible ideas being kicked around are an indoor farmer's market, possibly some kind of retail, maybe a restaurant concept. But the developers of that space will be inside. They're going to be giving an open house tour, and they want to hear from the community about what the community would like in that space. So that's going to be a great opportunity for people who want to help develop and shape a new business downtown, this would be a great opportunity.
And that is also during First Friday tomorrow.
Yes. I'm sure the big garage door open is on the side, open on the side of that building. And, of course, Patronella's is right next door. She's going to have some live music. So everywhere you turn tomorrow night, you're going to find something to do.
Visiting with Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association, let me continue that tangent a little bit about development and some of the ideas and some of the prospects. What else is active?
We will have a new Indian restaurant downtown very soon. Talked to the developers today. They hope to be open for the April 1st Friday. They may do a soft opening before then, so that's coming. I met with the owner of the LaSalle Hotel, and I'm not going to reveal all of the plans he has, but I can tell you that when Paul Clark is finished with the LaSalle, that is going to be quite a showcase. And I told him and the others who were meeting with us yesterday, I think just coming to see what the LaSalle will look like and some of the extra things that he's planning to add is going to make that just a destination in itself. I think we're very excited about it. I think downtown Bryan is just poised to grow even more, and we've got such an interesting mix of arts and culture and retail. And along that line, we are applying to be a Texas Cultural District. This is through the Texas Commission on the Arts, and we are in that application process right now. So if we get that designation, that will be another tourism piece that we can promote, and I'll be talking more about that as that gets closer.
What's happening north of WJB?
Well, there's all sorts of rumors, depending on who you talk to. I know there's still some talks taking place with the Ice House. Of course, like I said, Artville is down at that end, but there's quite a few lots that are still available for sale. I know there's a new office building going up. We want to get people used to crossing William Joel Bryan because we've got quite a few restaurants and shops down that way. So some I can talk about, some I can't, but just stay tuned for that piece of it.
Yeah, but just the fact that people are talking and that they're whether it's gossip or what and or mm-hmm. Legitimate conversation taking place, I mean, that kind of buzz is healthy.
Yeah. I don't know if I mentioned it on with you before, but we've had a chance to kind of look around some other downtowns, and I think one of the many things that downtown Bryan has going for it is that it's not just a one square. It's not just a courthouse square. It's not just one street. It is two streets. You know, I don't know the distance from end to end, but from, say, Martin Luther King all the way back to 28th Street, I think, is the designated downtown area. It is a large space, and it's got so much potential for further development. So I think we're somewhat unique in downtowns in that we are much larger than a lot of them, so we can do many more things.
And let me wrap up with an update on how's the renovation at the Queen.
It's going well. If you look through the glass doors, you'll see that you'll see dirt. We had all the concrete broken out and waiting on a water line. It should be here just any day, and then the work will pick up again. And if you go on our website again or Facebook, or you subscribe to the Queen newsletter, you can find out all of the local contractors that are donating their time and supplies for that project. I keep joking, I haven't had to write a check yet for what's taking place, so that's a great thing. So we're really appreciative of all the community support for that project.
Again, online, downtownbryan.com. Historic Downtown Bryan, I believe, is the title on Facebook.
You can find it either way, okay. Either Historic Downtown Bryan or just Downtown Bryan.
And look for Sandy at First Friday tomorrow.
That's right. We'll be walking around.
Appreciate the visit.
Thank you.
Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.